Gordon said he watched an MMA marathon this weekend and kind of got into it.
All right, let me define marathon here. I went to YouTube and watched a bunch of Kimbo Slice's fights, and then that kind of led me to just kind of clicking around to different fights and different highlights of MMA.
All right, this is mixed martial arts. Maybe UFC is the popular league or whatever.
Federation. Situation.
Yes. Organization. It really gained popularity in the early 90s in Asia, by the mid-90s here in this country. And so now it's getting big. Is this something that's got a lot of staying power? Is this something that will replace boxing? Is this one step closer to Idiocracy? Is it yes to all of the above or no to all of the above?
I think it's yes to all of those.
Yeah, I do too.
Especially the guys who are way into it, like Sturm and the dearly departed K. Scott, they all proclaim that it will overtake boxing soon. And
really?
The pay-per-view numbers are huge.
Yes, I think it will overtake boxing. I think it's great. I loved watching it because it's not the free-for-all street fighting that people who haven't watched, you know, more than 30 seconds of it think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have tons of technique, and there's a lot of skill that goes into it. Yes, it's brutal, but that's the same thing people say about boxing, or used to say about boxing. Now we're kicking it up a notch. But I think it's pretty incredible, and I think it's going to be get even huger.
Huger.
Yes, than
more
it is
huger.
Now. And it's not Idiocracy.
Well, yes, it is.
It's two men in a cage.
Yes. Okay, but there's two men in a ring for boxing. We don't call boxing Idiocracy, do we?
No, that's basic sport. That's hand-to-hand combat, but there are more rules, and there's something more fair about boxing.
Well, and the ropes are there for safety more than anything to keep you from falling out of the ring. The
what
cage,
do you think the cage is for?
It's there so you can't get away.
All right, I can see how you can think that it's Idiocracy, but I think once you look at it, it's not any different than boxing, in a sense.
What about when you get to a point where you're about to break a guy's forearm and they submit and the match is over? You don't get to that point in boxing.
In boxing, you try to stop the match before the guy is brain dead. So,
well, it's a little different. No, boxers never submit because they're about to go brain dead.
Right, so you're saying that because a guy is allowed to call submission,
there's something very barbaric about that. That the guy's got him pinned, and okay, I'm about to break your forearm unless you give up. I don't know. There's
and
something
then you go to
weird
these sites
about that.
And it lists like sickest knockout ever. You know, that's the Idiocracy part of it.
But it's a blood sport. But so is boxing. So is NASCAR. People wanting to see the wrecks.
Right.
When you have a leg break in football, everybody wants to, world's greatest leg breaks.
But you don't tune in to football for the leg breaks or boxing for a death, but you do tune in to MMA for the sheer violence.
I don't think anybody wants to, I shouldn't say anybody, but most MMA fans don't want to see any of these guys break their arms. They like these athletes. They enjoy a very good competition with great technique and all that sort of thing.
Does it ever happen where they go ahead and don't submit and the guy breaks the arm?
I think very rarely.
I don't know. I think some guys have been pretty severely hurt doing it. Plus, blood is all over the place in those things.
Yeah, blood is all over the place.
And they're not doing like the pro wrestlers where they just, do the little blade and make it happen. That's what the cage is there for, to make you bleed.
And a lot of these guys have cauliflower ears, which is a very gross condition to have, because it means your ear basically is this big mass of torn up cartilage on the side of your face. It's like a growth.
Here's the thing about it. As I've tried to watch it and understand it, to me it's just very ambiguous about what's legal and what's not. You can get on top of someone, kick them in the face, and then get on and start pummeling them, but sometimes it's, that's not a legal thing to do. I don't know what's legal and what's not.
It's not such a free-for-all. I mean, it has rules and everything. It's the same as anyone who first looks at football and the girl says, they just run around. Why don't they they don't understand it. There's lots of things you have to know about it in order to appreciate it. And MMA is similar. And I don't pretend to understand half of it. All I know is that the more I watched, the more I appreciated it. Because there are all these different kinds of moves and techniques. Okay, if this guy does this move, you have to counter with this.
Ancient techniques.
Ancient techniques, Greg. This is the ancient art of fighting.
Jiu-jitsu, is that what they're doing?
Greco-Roman wrestling has been around for forever, Giorgio, since like even before the Greeks and Romans.
I don't really get it either. I'm just not a big wrestling, boxing, in this case MMA. I've watched it. I don't get it. I don't deny its popularity or its unlimited potential. Great. It's going to be huge. I just don't think I'm ever going to be into it.
See, I love boxing, but I don't like MMA. I cannot make the transition. MMA is too violent. It's too open-ended. It's just too much. It's too much of a step towards idiocracy for me.
I
don't know that
you
will
learn to love it.
And it may be similar to boxing in this. I don't know that people actually tune in and watch it for the ancient techniques as much as
they're
bloodthirsty.
It's for the kick-ass factor.
No, I'm telling you, it's the same as any other sport. Yes, you tune in initially to watch the NASCAR car crash, but then you start getting into the racers and you start learning more about it. You start learning techniques and drivers and crew chiefs, and then you start getting into the actual meat of the sport. That's the same with MMA. You may tune in for the first couple matches to see leg breaks and blood and everything, but I think you stay and you start appreciating what these guys do, and you get into the art of the fight.
So why will it overtake boxing? What is the argument there? That it's
more
just
action.
More interesting? It's more exciting?
Yes, it's got more variables to it. You know, you have to have good, you know, you have to have many more different techniques than you do just in boxing.
I know when I've seen it in person, we've had it at Fight Night and at Ticket Stock, it's very disturbing to me in person.
I had to turn away a couple of times because I was like, oh my, he's going to break his arm right there. I couldn't watch it.
Well, that's great. You don't find that sexually arousing at all. I mean, enjoyable to watch.
No, couldn't watch it.
All right, let's take some calls on MMA to Mike in Arlington. You're on the ticket.
Losers.
Mike.
I want to call in and defend because I used to be against MMA and my dad taught me into watching it. And the thing I like about it is, you know, the thing they say is styles make fights. So you could have a wrestling-based guy versus a Brazilian jiu-jitsu-based guy. Those two guys go into the ring, never throw a punch, and the grappling match is incredibly interesting. Just the technique and the chess match of those two countering each other. And I can't believe that WWF Rich Phillips is actually criticizing MMA here. But I just wanted to call in, defend, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right.
How did I criticize it, by the way?
He already hung up. He's just listening.
I'm just wondering.
See, he's right, though. See, you have all these different disciplines and styles, and which ancient art is this guy going with?
So there are no, they don't put like jiu-jitsu versus jiu-jitsu. You come into the ring and use whatever ancient style you want.
You're using blends of all different kinds of stuff, and you may be better at one thing than another thing.
So you could go in and just box if you wanted to.
Yeah, there are some guys that are really known for their stand-up technique, which is boxing.
Yeah, they do jokes and everything.
No, they don't do that.
Scott and Anna, you're on the ticket.
Shut up. You talk about everybody can appreciate the more you get into it, you appreciate the techniques. But quite frankly, it's the sheer barbarianism is what, you know, appeals to the Chris's of the world. And the funniest part is the sponsorships. I mean, you have a guy out there sponsored by Bushmaster Firearms and soda or, you know, Joe's Car Garage. It's almost like, it's almost comedy to a certain degree.
It does seem like the barbaric aspect of it is what's the main attraction. I'm going to see blood.
But isn't that the same as boxing? You want to watch two guys beat up on each other and see which one is...
Yeah, well, hey, some people say that about football, too. That's not why I watch football.
Football would go crazy when there's this huge flying hit.
Yeah.
All right, one more to Don and Mesquite. You're on the ticket.
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Hey, Don, how are you guys doing?
Oh, pretty good. Before me, I kind of made the same point. I used to not like it until I learned a lot of the techniques and things they would get on the ground and wrap up with each other. But when they, I learned a lot of the moves and how they get, the guy on the back is not always at the disadvantage. Some of them were better off the back, and they can pull off some of the, you know, submissions.
Well, as Zeke points out via email, in boxing you don't and will never have one guy in his underwear wrapping his legs around the torso of another guy in his underwear.
That's you getting distracted by the homoerotic element in it. I don't think there's been any recorded deaths in MMA history, unlike boxing.
Well, MMA's got a short history.
Yeah,
give it 100 years.
Given the violence of it, if you think that it's so much more violent than boxing, then more people should be dying. But it's not the way it happens. I think they have more rules in MMA than they even have in boxing.
Let's see how these MMA guys are doing in their 50s, if they make it that long.
Okay.
With all the blows to the head.
All right.
All right, MMA talk. All right,
I'll fight both of you, MMA style.
That, I don't want anything to do with those MMA guys.
No. I'm thinking about taking jiu-jitsu. What do you think of that?
I'm already a black belt. What do you think of that?
That is such a bold and unsubstantiated claim.
I will sit down and have an MMA marathon one of these weekends and immerse.
We'll
I'll immerse myself into it and see what happens.
I have a 2,000-inch screen now in my house, so you can come over and watch.
8:30.